My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, many of us have shared in the Eucharist since childhood. But if we are honest, we must admit that this sharing has not brought us as close to each other and to Jesus as we should be. Why is this? Perhaps it's because we sometimes tend to view the Eucharist only as a time for receiving, a time for eating, a time of meal. We tend to forget that it is also a sacrifice, a time for giving and a time for forgiving. My dear brothers and sisters, the Eucharist is not only the bread of life, it is also the bread of death. We will walk with Jesus to the sunlight of Easter morning only if we first accompany him through the shadows of Good Friday afternoon. In today's gospel, Jesus ends the discourse on bread of life, while he also focuses on the vocation and the mission of the 12. He has chosen them, and they have left their families behind to follow Jesus. Unable to accept the idea of Jesus giving his flesh for the life of the world, the crowd and many disciples left Jesus, returning to their former way of life, and were no longer walking in his company. And so Jesus faced the 12 and lovingly solicited their personal decision. Do you also want to live? Simon Peter rises to the occasion with an answer that speaks for all of us. Master, to whom we shall go? You have the words of eternal life. Peter comes to true faith in this confession. You have the words of life, O Lord. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. With his faith, Peter was able to do what Jesus did. He was able to raise the little girl from the dead. He had strong faith in Jesus that he could do what his master did with the little girl when Jesus said to this little girl, Talitha cum. And Peter, today's in first reading, said, Tabitha, arise, little girl. And the girl rose from the dead. And like Peter, my dear brothers and sisters, we will slowly realize and accept that nothing can ever replace faith in the heart of the believer and true disciples of Jesus. The question for us to reflect today is this: how giving and forgiving we are in our lives. how giving and forgiving are we in our lives? Someone said, I quote, "You do not go to the Eucharist to serve God. You go to learn how God breaks bread so that you can go and do it the same way, because God is known in the breaking of the bread." Amen.